As November's election rapidly approaches, voters face new challenges amidst the pandemic, mail-in voting, and rising concerns surrounding the U.S. Postal Service. Earlier this month, Postal Service workers responded in outrage to agency changes implemented by new Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. Among the changes were cutting overtime and limiting post office hours, which resulted in major delivery delays. Anticipating a major surge in mail-in voting for this year's November election, Democrat and Republican lawmakers alike began to express concerns about how the changes might complicate the already unprecedented election. On Saturday, the House approved a piece of legislation that puts $25 billion into the Postal Service and blocks any changes in its operation until at least January after the election. NPR reports that the measure was passed with a vote of 257 to 150, with 26 Republicans siding with Democrats. The bill would effectively reverse the cost-cutting measures implemented by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The House-approved bill comes as a result of Democrats' fears over delayed mail-in voting and will ensure all election-related mail is prioritized. However, despite success in the House, the White House has threatened to veto the bill, and it is not expected to pass through the Republican-led Senate. One thing is for sure, this year's election will feature more mail-in voting than any presidential election in U.S. history. But support for the process is increasingly partisan. According to a CNN poll, 53% of Biden supporters said they preferred to vote by mail, whereas 66% of Trump supporters said they preferred to vote in person. I sat down with Carol Moon Goldberg, president of the League of Women Voters of California, about her organization's work, mail-in voting in California, and the importance of voter turnout ahead of this year's election. Carol, if you could begin by introducing yourself and telling us more about the League of Women Voters of California.
Oh, okay. My name is Carol Moon Goldberg. I'm president of the League of Women Voters of California. The League of Women Voters is 100 years old. And it was created 6 months before the 19th Amendment was passed, which finally granted women the right to vote. So a lot of the women who founded the League of Women Voters were women who were suffragists who worked hard for years trying to get the 19th Amendment passed. And when it passed, and when it was sure to be passing, they created our organization with the idea that we needed to educate 20 million new voters. Who were going to be voting for the first time, they hoped, in 1920 and 1922 and all of those times. So it was created for that purpose, but also for the purpose of influencing political decision making. And so we actually have a twofold mission. One is to educate. The other is to influence public policy based on our positions and our member consensus. So it's a little bit different from other organizations in that we are issue focused and not political. We do not support or oppose candidates or political parties in any way. We are here to educate and we are here to pursue issues that we think are important to us. So that's what we do.
You spoke a little about mail-in voting and what that process will look like this year. How do you think mail-in voting could change and influence this year's voting body?
Well, it's interesting because in California, and I'll just talk to California because that's where we are and that's my most recent experience. In California, there are 14 counties already that send ballots to every registered voter in their county. Mm-hmm. And that works fine. They're set up for it. Now, just because you get a ballot in the mail doesn't mean that you have to send it back in the mail. You can mail it. You can drop it off at supervised drop boxes that are established by the county elections offices. You can take it to the polling place with you and just cast it then. The counties that do send vote by mail ballots to everybody in that's registered in their county, they've seen an uptick, a little bit of an increase in the number of people who are actually voting. So that's good. And by the way, the 14 counties plus Los Angeles, who runs a somewhat similar program, account for 50% of the registered voters across the state of California. So the system was used in March for the election in March and had no major glitches except things that were unrelated to mail, actually. And so that seems to be very successful. And in fact, a little over 70% of all the votes that were cast in the March election were done by mail with those ballots, not necessarily in the mailbox, but they use those vote by mail ballots. So it is something that I think people are finding convenient, particularly now when people are worried about exposure. I think it's going to be more appealing for a lot of people. And still we have the in-person voting for the person who can't handle a ballot. Maybe, you know, visually they can't see it, or there's some physical disability, or they need some sort of help, language help. They can still go to a polling place, a vote center, and get the help they need. If you spill coffee on your ballot, or, you know, the dog chews it up, you can go to your polling place or vote center and get a replacement ballot. So I think overall, aside from potential post office problems, I think it will run smoothly in California because it has been done, not just in March 2020, but absentee ballots, which aren't called that anymore. No excuse absentee, I think, is what you would call California's. We've had that since 1979. And so there are large numbers of people who routinely cast this ballot, and it just hasn't been a problem. And California has a lot of laws and procedures set up, including auditing, to make sure that the system runs properly. And so I don't anticipate huge problems in California, except maybe if people don't get their ballots in the first place. That would be concerning. But then you can go to a polling place. That's why you have both options available.
In light of the current controversy surrounding the U.S. Postal Service and policy changes intended to slow voting by mail, what new potential dangers does our voting system face ahead of the election?
I think that the problem is potentially that ballots won't reach people before Election Day. I think that's the biggest concern. And if large numbers of people attend to mail it back, they may miss the deadline. In California, your vote by mail ballot has to be postmarked on election day, before 8 o'clock. And if it arrives in the elections office this year and this year only, up to 2 weeks after election day and it is properly verified, it will be counted. And the reason that change was made to allow like 2 weeks instead of a standard 3 days is because there is some recognition that the Postal Service may be slow. There is some concern about more cost in the sense of apparently the post office might not want to treat this as first class mail unless the state pays first class postage on it. Before, the mailing has always been done at bulk rate, which is less than first class. But the post office handles it as if it's first class anyway, because they recognize the importance of it all. So, you know, there is some concern that it'll be bottlenecked and slow and that some people won't get their ballot in time or won't get it back to the elections office on time. So one way to deal with the latter part is vote early and use the drop box if that's what you feel comfortable with. And even the polling places and vote centers that are open will be open 3 to 4 days before the election. So roughly starting on Saturday before November 3rd, all of those places will be open. So, you know, get there on Saturday. It will, first of all, reduce the lines of people who tend to wait until November 3rd. And it will make sure that your ballot is there on time so that it can be counted.
The League of Women Voters released a list of recommendations for California's November elections in late May. Among these recommendations is the allocation for resources for public education and engagement focused on communities who do not traditionally vote by mail. Can you explain what these resources might look like and why they're so important?
It's very important because in order to have a good representative government in California, the electorate needs to be participating, and the electorate needs to look like the government needs to look like the electorate. Your vote is your voice. It's kind of the first step that you have in having some sort of influence over the election. It doesn't end with your vote because you can certainly lobby your city council people and your state legislators. You can send them letters, you can call them, you can appear in their offices. Like, there's lots of things you can do besides just vote, but voting is the first step. And we see that large numbers of people, including the 18 to 24-year-old age group, of all ethnic backgrounds and races, don't turn out as much. So we think it's very important for people to understand that this is your opportunity to influence the government and to understand what I just explained to you about how to handle this vote by mail ballot when it finally shows up in your hands, so that people are not afraid of the process, so that people understand you could just vote on one race or one proposition. Your ballot's going to get counted. It's not like a test or, you know, homework where you get an incomplete because you didn't fill it all out. If you fill it out, you cast it properly, your signature is verified, then your vote will count. And that's something that I think people need to understand.
Lastly, why is increasing voter turnout among women in particular so important? And how do they have the potential to shape this year's election result?
Turnout by women, as with all other groups, is important. People bring their different life experiences to viewing government and legislation. And so, again, the voting is the basic voice that you have. So this is the place to start. We are fortunate to live in California in a lot of ways. We are not struggling with vote by mail, just for example, because we have it. But there are plenty of issues, housing and climate change and education now, particularly funding for online education for elementary and high school students. Those are all things that are very important and that we all need to have a voice on. And women are just as qualified as anybody else to have an opinion, to do some research and form an opinion. And they certainly have their life experiences that inform their opinions as well. So women, as for many other groups, all other groups really, just need to be part of the process. We used to say, if you don't vote, you can't complain. So vote and then complain all you like.
Thank you to Carol Moon Goldberg, president of the League of Women Voters of California, for speaking with me about her organization's efforts ahead of the election. To register to vote or check your voter status in California, log on to registertovote.ca.gov. You can also track your ballot at wheresmyballot.sos.ca.gov to receive notifications on the status of your vote-by-mail ballot. Voters are advised to fill out their ballots ASAP to reduce any potential risks ahead of the election. With KCSB News, I'm Ashley Rush.